Hello?
Hey, I'm looking to speak with Andres.
Speaking?
Sir, this is Thomas, and yesterday we spoke about the complete proposal about the website.
Okay, who am I speaking to?
Thomas Mark.
Oh, okay. Hi, Thomas.
How's it going?
Yeah, good. Okay, so we probably are going to do that.
I'm sorry.
The only thing I ask is just give me some time because I've got to get certain things out of the way, so that way we make a clean break from this GoDaddy deal.
Okay.
And so I'm trying to arrange everything. So the only thing, if you could do me the favor, just give me about 30 days. They should have everything ready.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, we're just the immediate need is just to fix the site, in a sense, because school's going to be starting up again, so they wanted it. They've got parents already asking what the pricing and everything, so I have to update that last night. But going forward, I can add documents into the site, right, where they click on it, it'll open up, and then there'll be the document, right, whether PDF form or whatever, right?
Yeah, we could do that for you because if you're saying that you're trying to fix the current website yourself, so I think like you should ask us to take care of that for you because if we start working on the new platform like today or like this week, so that would be much easier for us because, of course, that will take a month at least to, like, work on the complete website. So at least that's going to take, like, 30 to 40 days for us. So I would say, like, rather than fixing the current website yourself, you should ask us to take care of that for you so we could fulfill all of those requirements that you currently have and whatever changes you need, whatever documents you need to upload, we will take care of that for you.
Right. No, and I totally understand where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
I just spent, or the school just spent, almost $300 on that security thing. And so to ask another $550 to do that, it's just a little quick turn. So I'm just trying to get everything in line.
Yeah.
Because I've got an issue. I've got an issue also with emails because they're not the same as the website or as a domain. So I've got to. Got an issue in trying to address that as well.
Okay.
So let me. Okay. So within your proposal,
mm-hmm.
you mentioned the deal with the forms. Let me pull it up because I wanted to call you and ask you anyway. So I'm glad you called.
Yeah.
So you're saying custom forms. Okay. So what does that mean?
Custom forms could be related to your work, for example, related to the school, whatever forms that you need to upload to share with your students so they can download it in a PDF format from the website itself. So there could be custom forms. That's why we named custom forms to it. So we don't know like what sort of forms that you guys want. So once you tell us, those will be a customized forms.
Okay. So the site is more going to be more informational. It's
okay.
not going to be interactive with the students.
Okay.
We don't need that. We need it more for the parents.
Okay.
To know, you know, what's going on and the typical information exchange. So, what I was looking at it because they've got about five, ten forms.
Okay.
That's where the parents need to fill out. When you come to the school to apply admissions for their or enrollment for their child, right?
Yes.
Is that something you would do? Would it be
Absolutely.
A fillable form, or
Absolutely.
Would it be?
We can take care of that because there are two options. Either we can just upload the forms, so the parents can download the form and fill it out. And if you want them to submit the form onto the same website after filling that out, that is also possible.
Okay. So not sure what. So the school has the forms already, but you know they've been made copies of copies of copies, and they're always constantly having to do that. So.
So we would have to design that onto, like, digitally design it, putting the logo and more information about the school than the form itself, so it could look more professional.
Mm-hmm. So would it be something that would be edible, that we would be able to, let's say, change it from current year date to show, you know, 2023.
That's a very good question. Yeah, that is possible, and that is something really good that you asked. So yeah, of course, this is something that is also possible. So what they can do is they can simply select the option, like what's the date,
mm-hmm.
or if you want them to change the date, they can do that too, or if you want like the developers to change the date and provide it to you, that is also possible.
Okay. Yeah, so as I get more information from, but no, definitely, I think this is the route we're going to take because this current one is just too, it's too cumbersome and too, in order for me to ask questions of GoDaddy, they'll charge me $150.
They will.
Whether it's a small change or a small question that I ask.
We will give you one of the provisions, as I said yesterday. So, like, in future, if you need more changes or if you need to upload, like, more stuff onto the website, there won't be any additional charges for it, specifically.
Yeah, right, and I understand. And so that's why, like I said, I am, like, 90% sure that we're going to do this. I've already talked to the bookkeeper, and it should be – It's not an issue,
mm-hmm.
I shouldn't say not an issue, not a concern.
Mm-hmm.
They see that the pricing is good. So my next target is the actual director to get with her and just kind of go through the whole thing. And I think from there we can, you know, give it the green light.
Absolutely, yeah. We'll love the sound of that.
Believe me, I'm not... I'm not pushing you off or anything. I'm glad I found you guys because I think this is what we need. And it's, from what I can tell, it's an excellent choice. I showed the bookkeeper your site on one of the schools and liked it very much, very clean, it's just good looking. And the fact that you'll be able to train us along with a couple other persons, and how to be able to manage it, after it's all said and done, it's great. Because right now, as soon as we make the change, we really have no way of having any of that files, or that, you know, we're not going to be able to keep that, which sounds weird to me, but oh well, so be the case. So what I will do is right before we get this going, I'll let you know. So you can look at the site and either maybe copy, because all that information is really basically is going to be transposed to the new one. And then however you design it and however you put it, it's up to you. But the information is pretty much will be as is. There won't be any changes at that time. So I think that will be easier for you to move that information over. I don't know if it's any advantage for you to do that.